I'm going to start off this morning with some business filing statistics so it can satisfy the inner nerd in all of us. As you can see, for those of you who can tally quickly in your heads, the Secretary of State saw an increase in filings in calendar year 2017. The increase was slightly over 8%, and it was due in large part to the increase in domestic limited liability companies. The increase appears to be continuing in 2018. In April of 2018, the Secretary of State hit a new high watermark for new business entity formations. We filed in April 21,108 new certificates of formation for business entities. And I had looked back for the past 5 years, and that is indeed a high watermark. And here's the business entity census for June of 1 of 2018. And as you can see, you all made the right choice in coming to this conference because limited liability companies are 60% of the active Texas business entities on file with our office. Business entity names. As Cliff mentioned, the Secretary of State has gone through a sea change recently, effective June 1 of 2018. Before that time, the business entity name standard was that a name could not be the same, it could not be deceptively similar, and it could not be similar to an existing entity name. In 2017, the 85th Legislature enacted House Bill 2856 and changed the business entity name standard, which had been in place for over 60 years. So for those of you who have been practicing for more than 2 years, it is indeed a change. So the new business entity name standard is that a name must be distinguishable in the records of the Secretary of State.